Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak today. It's always a difficult thing, actually, standing up here. But I can think of one thing more difficult, and that would be singing. So I'm glad I didn't have to sing. It is always difficult. It's a real privilege to speak. I just hope that something that I talk about today might be useful for someone. So today I'm going to talk about the brave woman Rahab, and that's in Joshua chapter 2 in the Old Testament, but first we should pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the wisdom you bring from your word. I pray the words I speak are your words, and that something in what I say is useful for someone here today. Amen. So the story of Rahab takes place sometime around 1400 BC. Joshua was assistant to Moses, who's now dead, and he was called upon by God to lead the people into the promised land, Canaan. The land of Canaan in the present day covers Israel, Palestine, parts of Lebanon, parts of Jordan, and parts of Syria. It's an area of the world that has been disputed for as long as people have lived there. And that area of the world has a bloody history, and the present day is no exception. Now, the fortified city of Jericho stood in the way of the Israelites in their mission to the promised land. Archaeologists believe that there would have been 1,000 to 2,000 people living there, and they would have been living in really close quarters. And I imagine it would have been very hard to keep a secret. Rahab was a prostitute, probably well known amongst the population of soldiers in the city. Joshua sent 2 spies into Jericho to find out as much as they could about the city and the surrounding land before they ventured into there. However, the king of Jericho caught wind that there were spies in the city, and he sent out soldiers to Rahab's house to arrest them. Rahab hid the spies on her roof under some flax that she'd been drying. And she told the king's soldiers that some men had visited, but they had left. And they'd slipped out of the gate of the city, and she didn't know where they went. The soldiers rushed to find the men, and the guards closed the gates behind them to prevent anyone from entering or leaving Jericho. And the soldiers went to a ford in the river Jericho, hoping to catch the spies there, because that was about the only place they could cross. Rahab spoke with the spies, explaining that she knew God had given Israel the land. She knew about Moses parting the Red Sea, and that the Israelites had killed 2 Amorite kings. She even knew that God rules heaven and earth. Most likely Rahab had heard of such miracles through stories from her work acquaintances. Rahab had come to love the Lord, contrary to the majority of people living in the city. And knowing what was to come, Rahab implored the spies to promise, in the name of the Lord, that they'd not harm her family when they attacked. And so the spies agreed. Now, Rahab's house was built into the walls of the city. She let a red rope out of the window, and I was hoping this would work, but the rope's kind of a bit curly because I bought a cheap rope from Bunnings. I'll use my scout skills. Tie it on. Oops. It's not going to work. Maybe. You get the idea anyway. They told her to leave the scarlet cord out so that the Israelites would avoid her house. And they said that no one must leave the house during the attack or they would be killed. And the spies climbed down the rope and hid in the hills for 3 days until the soldiers gave up looking for them. And I don't have time to say much about the rest of the story, but suffice to say that the city of Jericho was destroyed and Rahab and her family were spared. They were pretty gruesome times. The truth is, nothing much has changed in that part of the world, except that the weapons that are used are much more efficient at killing people. And I'm not here to debate the rights and wrongs of wars in the Middle East and All I know is that thousands, hundreds of thousands of innocent people have been killed just going about their lives. People will always be awful to each other when resources are limited or they're afraid. We have the luxury of living in a peaceful country, and we have the example of Jesus to do better. But what can such a story teach us of the love of Christ? Jesus was a descendant of Rahab, so her story must be important by that fact alone. There are several points that we can take from the story, but I want to focus on the red rope, or the scarlet cord, as it's often referred. Firstly, the scarlet cord can be seen as a symbol of faith and trust in God's promises. Rahab had to trust that the deal she made with the Israelite spies, and that they'd see the rope and it would protect her family from harm. In a way, it was a symbol of a binding agreement between Rahab and the spies. She had to believe that the rope would keep her safe. Now, don't miss the point that the spies agreed to save her, not just because she helped them, but because that they could see her faith in God was real. Now, a rope in itself is something that we put faith in to do its job. There are certain situations where that faith is tested a bit more than others. The safety of a rope used by a mountain climber, for example, can save them from certain death, but they have to trust that the rope will hold if they fall. And when a skydiver jumps out of a plane, they have faith that when they pull the ripcord, the chute will open. Or even when you jump onto a rope swing, you hope that it will hold for at least long enough for you to clear the shallows and land in deep water. Sometimes we have the benefit of previous experience to bolster faith in the rope. You might have been on the rope swing many times before and it's always held. However, in many situations, we just don't know. Every single time a skydiver pulls the ripcord, there's a chance that something could go wrong. But they still put their faith in the fact that it'll work out. And for Rahab, trusting in the scarlet cord was a matter of life and death for her and her family. Faith is believing that in which we cannot see. The mountain climber cannot actually know that the safety rope will hold, nor can they know that the anchor point the rope is fixed to will hold, until that fact is tested. But they have to believe that the rope will stop them from dying, or fear will keep them from going forwards. Faith keeps us moving forwards. Jesus often spoke of the importance of faith. In Matthew 17, verse 20, for example, the disciples were asking, why couldn't they drive out a demon? And Jesus said, it's because you didn't have enough faith. But I can promise you this, if you had faith no larger than a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move from here to there and it would. Everything would be possible for you. Rahab had faith that God would save her. It wasn't a tiny mustard seed kind of faith. Hers was strong and true. The scarlet cord can also be seen as a symbol of separation and protection. During the Battle of Jericho, the scarlet cord set Rahab's house apart. It distinguished her home as a place of refuge and safety. A rope is often used to fence off an area to keep us safe from harm. The rope is a barrier between danger and relative safety. A rope can also be a lifeline, something to keep us from being swept away. Now, I don't think in the context of the modern world this story is teaching us to live separate from others. That's not what Jesus preached. I guess join a cult if you want to live separate from others. Jesus associated with tax collectors, prostitutes, and criminals. He loved everyone. Jesus calls us to help and support others, to be a place of protection. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, Jesus says, if you're tired from carrying your heavy burden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take the yoke that I give you, put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you'll find rest. This yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light. I always find a deep sense of peace in that passage that has comforted me many times. And for Rahab, that scarlet cord represented protection from the imminent danger of the attack that was coming. The colour of the cord, scarlet, is also significant. The colour red represents both life and death, love and anger, safety and danger. It's a colour that evokes many emotions, but I think that's the point. I don't imagine that red ropes were used that often. The cord was scarlet to stand out, to be noticeable. Blood is scarlet in colour when it's freshly spilt. In the Old Testament, the atonement of sin was through the sacrifice of animals, and a scarlet cord could be seen as a foreshadowing of the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus. Rahab and her family were saved from certain death, not by the scarlet cord itself, but because it represented her faith in God. She was a lowly prostitute, but was redeemed and welcomed by the Israelites, just as we're redeemed by the blood of Christ, regardless of our past or background. There are many passages in the Bible that speak of the redemptive blood of Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 7, for example, says, Christ sacrificed his life's blood to set us free, which means that our sins are now forgiven. And that's what we rest our faith upon, the blood of Christ has set us free. The Old Testament is full of gory stories, bloodshed in the name of God. It's a fact that many atrocities have been committed in the name of religion, including within Christianity. History continues to repeat itself to the present day, and in a way that makes the Old Testament stories relevant. We like to think that humans are more civilized now, but the evidence is kind of stacked against that view. The point is, the sacrifice of Jesus freed us all. Jesus preached love to all people. In John 13, 34 to 35, he said, But I'm giving you a new command. You must love each other just as I have loved you. If you love each other, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus never preached to persecute anyone who's different. And we all need to remember that. Now, I'll be honest, until I sat down to write this sermon, I didn't know much about the story of Rahab. I can see now, however, that the story is significant. It's about a brave woman who put her faith in the Lord to save her family. We mustn't underestimate the courage she demonstrated. This really was a life and death situation for her. And I find myself deeply moved by such a strong action and faith. I'm also moved by the imagery of this story. The scarlet cord can be seen as a symbol of faith and trust in the promises God brings. It shows us that Jesus is our place of refuge and we're called upon to be that for others. It also reminds us that we're set free by the redemptive blood of Christ. And I'm really thankful for the example of Rahab. So if anyone's timing, hopefully I didn't do over the 15 minutes that I was supposed to. Is that all good? Yeah, I was told in no uncertain circumstances because I got over 15 minutes. It's actually quite hard to do that. But so anyway, that's the end of what I have to say today. But it is a really interesting story to read, to digest. I always think that the Bible is full of stories of people putting their lives at risk in the name of God. And you know, most of us don't experience that. So it's a real test of faith. And the example of Rahab is one of those examples. It's really, really good to look at. So I think we should finish with prayer. Lord, I know here in Aotearoa we live in peace. Thankfully, most of us will never be tested in the way that Rahab was. Please help us to not squander that peace. Help us also to be brave like Rahab if we're put in a difficult situation. Help us to always rest our faith in you. Be our scarlet cord. Amen.